was the Danish. I was O'Neill. So I can tell you how they both feel. It's a free podcast, so it's a fucking good deal. They call me the Danish.
Very soulful.
Very soulful. That is the most prolific man.
It's like a funeral song for the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
It's the most prolific man in podcast theme song history.
Is it Beardo?
It is Beardo. And big news.
Is that a collaboration?
Big no, but the collaboration is happening. This man.
Real hot peppers.
Pepper. Hit me up. He wants to. He had heard me call him out. He wants to collaborate with Beardo.
Oh,
the two
man.
Are in touch.
Whoa!
And they will be working on a co-opted.
I can't wait
and O'Neill.
To hear this.
It's an international song. It's one from the U.S., one from Australia.
This could have the Vienna's boys choir in the background. Who knows what would happen?
I saw Beardo did a video. He said he was practicing his English. His like American accent, I should say.
Wait, he's Australian.
He's Australian fella.
Yeah.
And he was in the video was him doing some Brendan Dassey and Mrs. Dassey.
Wait.
Pretty good impersonation.
Without the British accent.
Without his Australian accent.
Or Australian. I almost want to hear Australian Dassies.
That's not bad either.
Mother Dassey and
Brandon.
It'd be
a good show, the Australian Dassies.
Yeah, you got to make it America, and then Australia will adapt it for their airwaves.
Yeah. I wasn't on Twitter for a while. Has anything been going on?
Yeah, not much, other than Lewis tried to back out of the fight.
Lewis Junk Food Gomez?
Yeah. Wait, I think it's Lewis Junk Fans Gomez. Crossover fans excluded, obviously.
You can say what you want, but I've had some good interactions with Lewis's fans.
I usually steer clear and just interact with Lewis directly.
They seem very well read.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes.
Intelligent guys. I don't think I've seen one woman. To be honest,
a lot of them are reading Updike right now.
Yeah, I'd say philosophers, thinkers,
yeah,
innovators,
poets.
Oh, definite poets.
Doctors, lawyers, mostly.
I'd say a lot of them also have a card-carrying members of the IGP, the Internet Garbage People.
I think these guys are literally. Yeah, I think they're Juggalo rejects.
I think they're part-time, they're seasonal juggalos. Like when the weather's nice, they'll get the Faygo out, they'll paint their face like a clown.
I think they're guys that only hang out in the parking lot of ICP concerts that don't even buy tickets to go in.
Yeah, but it's been great interacting with them, turning them on to the Danish and O'Neill. They're huge fans of our comedy.
A lot of them think we're truly talented.
What's odd is that it's not a stand-up, stand-up has nothing to do with it. Which is odd that has come into play. Like, you guys are terrible comics. It's like, but they're fighting. It has nothing to do with that.
What I love is that I've never heard of you guys. Yeah, I'm sure you haven't. Also, I can probably name, not that I'm putting myself in a class of like an unbelievable comic, but I can bet I could go through a list of 50 fucking great comics that you've never heard of.
Which is odd, though. Like, I've never understood that argument because there's plenty of unknown...
There's niches everywhere.
But there's also unknown talent. It doesn't mean they're not talented. It just means they're not known to you.
Exactly.
Which is... It's just such an odd argument of like, hey, man, I've never heard of you. And it's like, okay, maybe that's your problem.
Dude, if you never heard of a TV show...
That doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah, if you had never heard of Breaking Bad, does that mean it sucks?
No. Well, I think according to these fucking...
The logic is.
I think according to these Gomites, I believe it does. Old Gomez Pyle. We'll see if he can lose the weight. How tall are you, Private? I don't know, man. I'm like a real-ass dude.
Dude, by the way, he's the least real ass dude of all time.
Are you saying he's a fake ass dude?
This dude is a fake ass dude.
He's a fad?
This guy tried to bitch out on this fight. The whole reason why I was giving him a hard time on this is because he needs to pay for breaking his word on this shit.
So you guys had an initial phone conversation.
Yeah, it was like 195 pounds.
And it sounds like that Lewis on the phone versus Lewis online are two very different people.
I think you're onto something here. By the way, polar opposites.
It sounds like he may... internet garbage people, leader Lewis versus phone Lewis, maybe different guys.
So then I agreed to a higher weight class, and then there was the
argument. So you guys said, let's do 195.
That was the original
which
agreement.
Which is no way he would get down to.
And then there was no ground and pound. And then I was going to take the fight no matter what.
Didn't he suggest no ground and pound?
Yes. When we had the convo, we were talking. He's like, dude, we're both comics. We don't need to get all fucked up. Okay, fine. So after that, I go, all right, look, dude. You're changing the rules. Give me 24 hours to think about it, and I'll get back to you. So within minutes.
So this is recent. So you guys had the phone call a while back.
Monday or Tuesday or whatever.
So you had the phone call a while back, and then this is recently. He's just like,
hey,
man,
trying to solidify.
I'm having a change of heart.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think he realized, like, I have only lost like 5 pounds in 1 month of training.
That, and I think he just obviously wants the advantage, and he knows his cardio is not good, so he's like, I'm just going to lay on top of you.
Oh, he's definitely scared. I think in his mind, he's built me up as like, I'm some professional fighter. Dude, I'm an amateur fucking guy, man. I'm about as amateur as it gets.
What's odd is he keeps making fun of your background, but also you can tell it's fear-based.
Yes, it's absolutely fear-based.
It's like he wants to do a kung fu battle, but it's like you're scared of a kung fu
fight. I know.
Fight.
Dude, this is what I was going to point it out, but I was like, this is going to be so much backlash. It's like you're clearly afraid to stand up and brawl. Because Ellis had suggested, why don't you guys just fucking fight on your feet, and then you can do takedowns. I was like, yeah, it works for me. And he's like, fuck that.
Seemed like the Gomites weren't even taking into account that it seemed like Jason Ellis was very much along your side.
And he's a very rational dude. He was like,
he's the guy running it. He's like, I'm just trying to make this happen.
And he goes, I want everyone to have fun. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I want everything to be. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I don't want shitty fights. Neither of you guys know jujitsu. Well, so I was like, absolutely.
Do you
want
to see two untrained guys rolling on the ground?
That was the thing. He goes, do you know any jujitsu? I go, no, dude. I've rolled a handful of times, and that's it.
The thing is Lewis doesn't really know jujitsu. So what's he so in a rush to get it down to the ground? And it just all stems from the fact that he knows he's coming in heavy.
Yeah.
He knows he wants to lay and pray and just fucking sit there.
So I knew either way I was going to sign on to the fight. But what annoyed me was I ask a guy, give me 24 hours to think about it. I'll give it back to you. Within minutes, he's put it up for public opinion. And that's when I go, well, I'm just going to sit on this and let him fucking... Because I knew that the trash talk was building up so much momentum. So that when he was like, fuck this, pass on this fight.
Oh, he couldn't back out.
I knew he was so full of shit. So I just go, hey. So I was hitting him up on Instagram, DMing him, be like, hey, if you want to pass, go ahead. And then he's calling Tripoli. He calls Ari. Ari's texting me. He's like, what are you trying to change the rules for? Tripoli calls me. He's like, how can we make this fight happen, man? So I was dying laughing.
It's the hottest fight in comedy.
There's a guy who's fucking... posturing, being like, fuck this, I'm not gonna fight him. Deep down, he's like, how can I get him to fight me? Please fight me. I was dying. I was sitting in my apartment laughing at all the fucking calls I was fielding.
He told someone on Twitter he weighs 226 pounds.
226.5.
Yeah.
Because earlier in the week, he weighed 227.
I don't think he'll make weight. I don't know.
So here's the thing. He told me, I'll come in at 200. I go, look, dude, just do 205. All right.
Why do you say you're not even going to make 205, but at least make it realistic.
Honestly, part of me was just going, open weight class. Who gives a fuck?
We were talking about it before. Somebody on Twitter posted. I didn't realize he used to be like a really big guy.
I didn't know he was like a fat dude like previously.
Like he was playing the drums where he looks like a substitute teacher. he has hair in the picture.
Substitute music teacher?
And he just looks like a different guy.
He did.
It looks like a different character.
I know.
I think it's before he came up with the Latino tapeworm or whatever he calls himself or the rattlesnake. By the way, referring to yourself in a third person nickname and it being the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, and he takes it seriously.
I know. This dude takes himself very...
Which is...
Because I literally came into this... And even when I was talking to Jason Ellis, he's like a guy who's like, I want this to be fun. It's a fun atmosphere. And I was like, that's what I want from this too. But Lewis is like thinking this is his shot at his glory.
Oh, he
right
may
here.
Come out to fucking like Eye of the Tiger or some heavy metal song. Like he's really amping himself up.
I was like, dude, you have the best training partner. I go, you're going to be training with Michael Bisping, man.
I guess I Michael Bisping was not impressed with Lewis's gym.
He was not.
He was in New York, invited him to go to what is it, Old Moneybags Gomez trains at Equinox, I believe. And doesn't sound real Puerto Rican rattlesnake-ish to me.
It should be a rattlesnake money bag over there.
Yeah.
Rattlesnake skin money clip.
Old rattlesnake skin boots, Gomez.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
So, and Bisping said, so he went and worked out with him. And he's like, Lewis, there's barely any equipment in your gym. He's like, I had to go work out after I worked out with you. He was that dissatisfied.
That's the funniest shit.
That's what he said on the podcast.
That's the funniest shit I ever heard.
He's not happy.
It's like, I had to go work out again.
So he
it's like a guy, it's like you go to somebody's house, there's not enough food. You're like, I had to go eat after I ate at your house.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a good dinner. So,
dude, that is fucking gold.
So I don't know what Gomez Pyle is doing in the gym. I don't know if he's practicing his rattlesnake strikes. I think he carries a rattle with him at the gym in his pocket just to convince people that he's a
yeah,
snake.
Yeah, I think he's got one to put up his asshole. I think he's got a rattle butt plug he shoves in.
I wonder if any of the Gomites have a snake tattoo as well.
Dude, if anyone ever got a Puerto Rican rattlesnake tattoo, you should fucking kill yourself now.
Is there such thing as a Puerto Rican rattlesnake in the wild?
Yeah, probably somebody had one like that snuck onto a plane. They landed there, dropping off food for UNICEF or something.
Let's see snake if they even. Let's see if they exist there. I'm gonna.
Hey,
say
what are
they
the indigenous
don't.
Snakes of Puerto Rico?
Let's see.
This guy's part of an American territory.
He is.
It's not even a fucking state.
He can vote.
Yeah, what kind of animals? I don't even know what kind of animals does that fucking place have?
They're 11. Oh, I'm sorry, Lewis.
There's no
there are 11 species of snakes in Puerto Rico, and the only one thought to be venomous is the Puerto Rican racer. Which sounds like a streetcar driver.
Why is he called that? The Puerto Rican racer. It's got a lot of different meanings.
He should be the Puerto Rican eraser. He's an artist.
With that,
and he erases your work.
You should go by Eraser Tits, judging by that picture.
I want to take drum lessons from a full head of hair, Louis J. Gomez. I don't know what year that is. Looks like it's from the 70s. I don't think he's that old.
He could be 49 years old.
I don't think he's that old. Maybe he's like Mutombo and they don't know.
He's younger than me.
I think he's 36.
It's funny because when I was hitting him up, I go, dude, you have every advantage. You're 30 pounds heavier than me. You're 5 years younger than me. You have the best training partner in the world, Michael Bisping. And he's still like, dude, fucking none of this is an advantage. I was like, you're a fucking idiot.
It doesn't sound like real ass dudery to me. It really doesn't. He says he's a real ass dude. Doesn't sound like real ass dude attitude.
He's a real ass dude with a big fat pussy.
It doesn't sound like real ass dude from a real ass dude.
He's I was dying. I was crying when people were calling me after he's like, I pass. And then he's desperately making phone calls.
That's how hard he passed, is that he had to call some of his friends. But you may have a training partner coming up who is...
We'll reveal on Monday.
You'll see who it is. And we'll never know what's going to happen here. They could be even making an appearance on the show at some point.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
Former best friend of Luis Gomez.
We'll see how the toilet moccasin feels about this. The old toilet snake.
He's a gutter rat.
He is a gutter snake.
Puerto Rican gutter
the
snake.
The New York street sewer snake.
Yeah. The Puerto Rican sewer snake. Jesus Christ.
And
it's going to be fun. Either way, I'm going in just to have a good time.
I saw a Danish and O'Neill listener, John Goings, hit up Jason Ellis, says he wants to fight a Gomite. He said, I want a fan fight.
He came out hard. He came out strong on a lot of people. He had a lot of good things.
Hammer also told me on email, Hammer's hit me up before. By the way, some of our international jiu-jitsu listeners, feel free to try to fight some of these people.
Yeah, get in there, man.
If you're in the New York area, we may need some security, by the way.
Yeah, it's true, too. Yeah, if there's any D&O fans that are coming to Skankfest that know how to fight, we're definitely going to need some... We're going to need that stage like in Roadhouse where they got the chain link fence up because I think people are going to be throwing shit.
Yeah, a lot of these. I mean, as you know, these guys are classy. They're dignified. You know, they're good guys.
They're all real ass dudes.
Yeah, they're real ass dudes.
What I found is anyone that calls themselves a real ass dude is usually the bottom of the barrel, fucking pussy.
So yeah, if you're in the New York area, it looks like we'll probably be at Skankfest. I haven't really gotten.
We are, especially now.
Yeah,
for sure.
This press conference is. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, I guess. There's well, yeah, because Lewis is crazy.
He's going to be Dolly. Yeah, he's one of the craziest guys in town.
And you know how I know?
He says it a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
I've heard they wheel him around New York in a Hannibal Lecter Dolly because he can't even be trusted to walk on his own.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
With the mask on
in
his
mouth.
In the
morning, they lock him up in that. They take off the mask to let him eat lunch, and then it's right back into that fucking thing.
He's so crazy that I think... he hid his smoking habit from his girlfriend of years, not his current girlfriend, for a long time. That's how crazy he is.
This is wild times.
He didn't want her to find out that he was a smoker.
Dude, you know who I'm afraid of? Not the guy who calls himself crazy. The guy who acts insane and thinks he's normal.
Yeah.
A John Little.
Yeah.
Is a guy.
Or a quiet guy who, like, all of a sudden bites your fucking face. You're like, I didn't even see that coming.
Yeah.
That guy is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy...
Like Blue Iris' son. He thought he was perfectly normal. Then he started trying to bite people's faces off.
Well, and the fact that he didn't blink ever made him a little intimidating.
A little weird, yeah.
Speaking of crazy, Barb sent me this story. Very disturbing trend in the world of sports.
What's going on?
Head to Russia, where the World Cup is headed.
Wait, the World Cup's going to Russia?
I think at some point. I don't know when. I'm not up on my World Cup. But...
It's a bold move.
So ESPN wrote this long article. Check it out if you want. So apparently in Russia, they hate English soccer hooligans and believe they're the best hooligans in the world.
Oh, my God.
So I guess like years ago in France, like 300 Russian dudes just hit the streets and basically started a riot, like attacking anyone they even believed to be English.
Oh.
Like attacking stores, like overturning tables, the cafe. I just went crazy.
Just to prove their hooliganism.
Through the streets, and a lot of them got thrown out of the country, like back to Russia. Like I don't know if they would live there or what, but they thrown out. So there's a new trend in Russia that's been going on, I guess, for a long while now, but it's like picking up a lot of steam, where you join basically a gang, but it's like you're a group of hooligans and you're like a team.
By the way, this doesn't sound like the Russia that Yakov Smirnov talks about.
No, it does not.
It's a different type of Russia.
It doesn't sound like the simple lineup for bread Russia. Yeah. It sounds like we're fucking nuts. Stay the fuck out of here, Russia.
So you got to join a gang?
It's not. They don't call it a gang. I forget what they call it. But it's like, the odd thing is that you all join this gang because you love this one specific team. So it's like, hey, I love Moscow, whatever.
Does Russia have a good soccer team?
I don't think so. But they have like a bunch of Russian teams.
Okay.
And so like, depending on what area you're from, you're like, I love the Moscow, blah, blah, blah.
The Moscow Mules.
Yeah. So you join that. So you join a band of hooligans. And so these guys love fighting. And so they don't want to fight in the streets or the games. They fight in fucking forests.
Oh, my God.
And abandoned warehouses.
What?
And they go, they said, although it's...
And the teams they said are nowhere to be found.
They said, no, it has nothing to do with soccer.
Nothing to do with the sport at
all. So they said, killing a man is like not... It's like, but there's no rules. You can do anything you want. No
Shut
weapons,
up.
But no weapons. It's only fists.
Eye gouge?
Anything you want. Bite. Head stomp.
Dude, these guys are fucking stupid as hell.
Dude, one guy in the interview, the guy interviewing him said, he described him. He's like, he's 16, not a big built guy. And he just said he said his face is already scarred and fucked up.
Oh, my God.
And they go, and so like the leader of one group texts the group leader of another. He goes, hey, man, you want to set up a fight? And then you can do, you want 5-on-5? They said you can do 100-on-100 battle.
Shut up.
And then you can line up your troops.
What if there's only like 10 guys left and there's like 90 of the other guys?
They go, it's only over when like the whole other side is standing over.
So this is
over,
like an old school 50s, like greasers versus socias.
But like you could, they said injuries are very common.
This is the outsiders only with like 10 times the number of people.
They said one guy had to get a titanium... I don't know what it was put in. Some titanium put in his body, and he was like celebrated for being like taking a great whipping. It's
and
crazy.
Also, so you could basically just be a guy who's like, I like Italian sausages, and another guy likes hot dogs. You get a group of guys to fight over that. It has nothing to do with the sport.
Oh, I think some of these guys don't even watch soccer, to be honest.
They just want
the
to
scary
fuck
part is some of these
they have videos.
They said there's a ton online.
Well, I got to watch these. This is right up my alley.
They said a big strategy point is how you line up your guys.
This is like part rugby, part UFC.
Part like war.
Part like 1500s battling.
They said like some guys like to put all their big guys up front. Others don't. And they said it gets so thick that you could barely move when it, like, you get enmeshed in there.
This is like the old days when they used to just run at each other with fucking spears.
It's like Braveheart, but you're fighting.
So, like, the first 10 line of guys are all going to die, and then the bad guys get to fight.
One guy who does it is a bouncer, and he's, like, 5'10". Like, they said, like, this big motherfucker, like, burly, fucking stocky fucking guy.
Is Jeff Monson in there?
They
just made him a Russian citizen, maybe because of this.
Maybe Seagal's in there.
There's nothing better than watching idiots fight. I love it. It's like my greatest joy in life. This sounds like right up my alley.
And they said, the one guy goes, I don't tell anyone I know that I do this. And they go, what do you do when you come home and you're all fucked up? And he goes, because he was like 17. He was like a young kid. He was like a kid.
By the way, 17-year-olds are the worst people to fight because they just don't know anything. Like they're crazy. They'll never stop because they don't know any better.
And they don't think they can like die.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Well, it sounds like someone, like there's like 40-year-olds who, like, you can be anywhere from like 40 to like.
40-year-old guy. If I have a 40-year-old guy, I'm like in the very last row. I'm just going to take my time. I'll pick a couple guys that are already down.
The guy said he doesn't tell his family, but in Russia, I guess, if you're a man, like fighting is so commonplace and encouraged that like it's just like, oh, I got in fights. And they're like, oh, cool, nice.
Dude, we follow that look at this Russian guy on Instagram. You ever see those? There's some great videos.
Well, check out I want to see some of these forest battles.
Yeah.
Just imagine one guy,
this is medieval times, fucking fighting.
Oh, and one of the kids said, like, he's like, you have to have rage. He's like, to go out there, and he's like, it's just the mark of a man. Oh, and some of these guys, it's evolved, like, because, you know, you think of soccer hooligans, you think of idiots, like, throwing, like, shitty punches.
Yeah.
Some are training MMA, and they're real fighters, and some have gone on to fight pro MMA after this.
Oh, seriously?
And they recognize a guy they fought in the forest.
Oh, no shit?
I swear.
It's in the article. Shut the fuck up. Dude, I mean, that's the scary thing. You know that guy that... Yeah. Remember the guy, did you see the Real Sports where that...
the leader of... Ukraine, but... Kyrgyzstan?
I thought
it was Kyrgyzstan or something like that. Kazakhstan? Not Kazakhstan.
It's someone in one of those Eastern European, Russian places. Yeah, where everybody has...
Uzbekistan? Was that it? I don't know. It's one of those.
It's something like that. Where all those places, they all have to... And they have to learn MMA. Yeah. And his whole goal is like make a nation of pro MMA fighters. It's insanity.
So Putin has come out and he's worried that this will tarnish the Russian World Cup.
Oh, yeah. It's going to, Pooty.
And because they're like asking these guys, they're like, do you think, do you think, they're like asking these hooligans, do you think anything will happen? They're like, well, you know, I don't know. But you never know. Yeah, probably. Like they all had different answers. And then some crazy.
Dude, you had to have a lot of balls to go to this World Cup.
Oh yeah,
and where like and support? I have a feeling that
they said if you're British, like do not go,
fucked,
because they like hate the British.
I don't think anyone's gonna. I wouldn't doubt if these soccer players get killed.
It sounds insane, and there's some crazy Russian government official who wants to sanction these forest fights and make them legal.
Oh,
because even like Russian cops are like, this isn't good. We got to shut it down. Like people are gonna get killed.
But they're like, how are you gonna shut it down?
And this guy's like, no, this is great. Let's capitalize. Let's like make it a tournament.
Dude, I heard that Putin's changed his name to Vladimir the Russian Rattlesnake Putin.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to steal it from Louis J?
Yeah. Dude.
Wow.
I hope they sanction these because how great would it be? You start building stadium seating in a forest so these assholes can go in there and fight 100 like on 100.
Abandoned warehouses. What if some of your guys like get pulled over and they don't show up and you're like, fuck, we're short.
Yeah, we're short by about 13 people. We only have 87.
Cup of Vladimir and Boris got mono. They're enforcers.
Dude, goddamn, man. It's scary. This is why you don't want Russia to take over America, because these fucking guys. Then again, though, it's no worse than you go to a football game and dudes want to fucking brawl in the parking lot.
But no one's fighting 100 on 100 in a forest organized.
Who knows?
I don't think. I mean, who knows? Can you fly over as a U.S.? Say if you're a U.S. hooligan, can you take your...
Yeah, what if you're a big fan of some Russian soccer team? Can you join them?
Your team overseas and say, like, hey, who do I get in touch with?
How terrifying would it be a reporter documenting these fights? They'd be like, I would beat the fuck out of you.
Well, they said a lot of them are filmed. So who's the guy who's like, hey, guys, you mind if I just sit here and film?
They're probably all wearing GoPros.
Please don't attack me.
It would be great to watch those GoPros.
They said...
what is it? Italy? They have a fight like that?
Yeah.
Where those guys and they go in... And they just brawl. A lot of those dudes train MMA and boxing.
One guy was like 16, and the reporter said he didn't look like much either. And he called himself Bulldog. He's like, why are you Bulldog? And he's like, because I fought some like grown man and I beat him, and so everyone called me Bulldog. But then the guy, he had like video highlights of himself fight. He goes, do you want me to attack any random person on the street? Because I will. And the reporter was like, no,
I'm terrified.
The reporter said, no, I'm good. No thanks. And the reporter told some of these guys, I've never punched somebody at all. And they were like all disgusted. And they were like,
they're like, all right, we're not talking to you anymore.
And one guy like just looked at him deeply and he's like, you should try it. He's like, the guy's like, I'm a grown fucking man. I'm a journalist. So the Bulldog guy was showing him footage, but all the fights, which is crazy, is that he said most of them are like 7 to 10 minutes because there's just that much carnage and like it's quick.
Well, yeah, dude, it's like some guys probably 3 minutes in haven't even gotten a punch in yet because they're in the back of the line.
Yeah, so Bulldog, though, he said his fights were all quick, and he's like, I think he watches the YouTube footage of these, and he's paying homage to like his favorite moves on like random citizens, and he just wants to get in.
Dude, this is going to breed a new super fighter that's going to like... A generation from now, you're going to get another Russian guy who comes to the UFC doing shit that he learned fighting in the forest.
He's like, I once punched
a new Habib.
I once punched a man and he dodged and I hit a tree and I broke my fucking hand.
He's going to be like a super fucking human.
The reason the young kids get into this is because once you get the hooligan member t-shirt, that means everything. And you have to earn the t-shirt.
Dude, these teenagers.
You're fighting for a fucking...
They're scary.
Some shitty t-shirt that you probably just make yourself. But I'm assuming if you say you're a part of it and you're not.
Dude, these kids are scary, man.
Oh, by the way, they train in gyms. They
do cardio and
they
shit?
They interviewed a guy who trains these people, and he's also one of them. But like for like, I think a rival, like he's not the same. He doesn't only train.
So soon they're all going to get coaches and shit.
He doesn't only train his own group. He's training like, and he's like, yeah, they come here all the time.
Or he's like a mercenary coach.
And he's like, yeah, I love it. I love to fight. He's like, I love to talk to fight. I love
and
training fight.
They don't wrap their hands. It's all bare knuckle.
All
everything.
Bare knuckles. And you just go in there and you just fucking fight.
So he's like, punch him in the balls, bite him.
And he said, yeah, he said no rules. Do anything you want, just no weapons. Oh. Just bare knuckles, knees, feet.
Dude, I don't
know. Some of them are wearing like those half ski masks, like with like skeleton, like crazy looking shit on.
That's
and you're
even
like,
more terrifying.
You're like, yeah, you don't even know who the guy is. You're like, this is insane.
Dude,
can you wear like a fucking metal thing on your shirt?
Underneath, like a Kevlar or something?
I don't know.
I saw a Special Forces guy fight like a Peruvian Special Forces guy, no rules.
Wait, was that the Peruvian rattlesnake?
Yes, I think it was. And it was a no rules fight, and the guy, the Special Forces American guy, just goes like this with his fingers, fucking gouges him in the eye, and the guy is down. And people are like, this guy might have been blinded. And I go, this is why you don't fight, because this fucking shit, somebody just poke you in the eye as hard as they can, and you're done.
I imagine some of these guys are heavily drunk.
Oh, I'm going to say 90% probably are.
I think there's like some, I don't know who it is, but someone gives us a signal, and that's when you like, everyone goes crazy.
You couldn't pay me to show up to this shit.
A Russian force? How do you even get there?
These guys are, dude.
You know they're doing it in winter, too. It's cold. It's snowy. Well, your footing is tough.
Everyone's scared of all these gangs, like MS-13, all this. The gangs that are the scariest are those fucking Russian gangs. Because they came from some fucking crazy shit.
And just anyone,
their fun is fighting in forests.
Anyone from a country that's been through a lot of wars is always insane.
It's always been under communist regime.
Yeah.
Mexican gangs are scary, but it's nothing compared to what the fucking Russians are doing, man. They're a terrifying group of motherfuckers.
Anyhow, moving on. I was driving through Hollywood the other day near the old place we used to work, and I really was honored to be able to take this photo.
What's the photo of?
So I drove by. I see probably about 10 plus cop cars blocking off. It's about like Santa Monica and Las Palmas from the LA area. If you're not, that really does nothing to you. And so I drive by a and I get up. I see people gather, and I was like, I couldn't tell what was going on. And I'm in my car at this point, and I see this.
What the it's a fucking naked guy.
I think it's a transvestite, I believe.
Big hog on that transvestite.
Big old hog.
What?
Standing on about a 10-foot tall construction. I don't know what that is.
It's a
It's
a crane. Standing it's like on a backhoe.
Standing that looks like a backhoe on top of it.
Nice tits.
Yeah.
Big schlong.
Knees out. You see the cops in the foreground.
Also, yeah, like posturing. Like, that's a pose.
It was almost like the Captain Morgan ads, like the leg out to the side. Yeah. Big old dong in between.
It's almost like they're mad about having a huge dong. They want to be a woman.
And so the people were stopped. There's a gas station. People taking pictures.
Why wouldn't you be? So that's in that area where they just ripped down that building.
Yeah.
And so it's literally, there's nothing except a huge crane, and then they're standing, so everybody can see is for a great distance.
Yeah, and it's high, and it's nothing blocking. And
that's a huge dong. You're not going to miss that.
It's a big dong.
That thing's, they might have to tie it in a knot and climb down it to get off that crane.
The best part is the construction guys were just doing work like all around. Like,
oh, wait.
They
didn't stop. Going.
They were, because like part of them were in the building. They were like looking down, but they were still working.
What about the guy was the guy operating the crane? Did he just get out of the crane? He's like, all right, I'm done.
I'm assuming.
I'm going to take a 20.
I mean, this guy's on top of it. Here's another shot later when I walked out of my appointment. You notice the cops behind the cop? Because they're like, I don't want to go up there. You go up there.
So now the cop is standing on the tracks of the backhoe, and the transgendered person is sitting.
Legs crossed, almost like Ari Shaffir, tight leg crossed, covering that big dong.
And, you know, I feel like I've seen that person. We used to work at that place we used to work at. I think I used to see that person walk in the streets.
He was just like a lot of screaming. I couldn't hear because it was traffic, but a lot of like yelling and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of different posing, touching the dong. I heard someone give oh, he's touching his penis now.
If you've ever seen the movie Tangerine from a few years ago, this indie movie, it takes place in this area that we're talking about right now, and all the transgender, transvestite people that are in that movie are real people from that neighborhood, so it could be one of these people.
I was, in my mind, because I went into an appointment, and there were kids walking around. There was a kid in where I was, and she said to her mom, the mom said, is he still out there? The kid said, yeah, but he's sitting down, and the mom said, good.
I'm surprised the kid wasn't like, Mom, that's not the right pronoun. I think she wants to be called they.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they were up there. But in my mind, I was like, why aren't the cops just... But it's a hard arrest.
You taser that hog.
No, but that's a hard arrest. Say he falls off of that.
Well, yeah, but also they're just like, all right, we'll talk him down.
But he looked like...
none of them want to drag a naked...
But also that's a big person.
Yeah. That's like a 6'4".
Big, and say you get a handful of that dong.
6'4", 6'4". Probably 7'2" with the dong.
that dong, and that's a very heavily trafficked area.
Also, think about this: they're probably scared, so that dong's slightly shriveled, and that's a long dong.
That's a dong, like
that's like a big old porno dong.
I mean,
wow,
it was something to behold. I don't know how it ended. I didn't stick around for it.
Looked like they probably talked him down, and then I mean, also, what do you do with that person? I mean, what, you gonna put him in jail? They're gonna be.
I think
you just go put your goddamn pants on. I wonder what the breakdown was.
You probably would, I would assume, like in a perfect world, give a psych eval. Obviously, something.
Do you think
wrong.
It was like a tranny Double Dare, which would be a great Nickelodeon show?
Double Dare's coming back. I don't know what it was.
They're like, honest. I dare you to go up there on that crane.
And how did maybe the construction guys were all working, so he just went into the site because there's fenced off.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they usually only chain it up when that's at night.
Yeah, so he just walked in. Somehow climb that thing before they knew
pretty
it.
Pretty easy, though, because you can get on top of those fairly easily.
Next thing you know, they're like, whoa, look at that donger.
Did he take off his clothes when he got to the top, or did he go in naked?
I think got to the top, took him off, threw him down. I'm wondering, like, do you think there's a guy on site from, like, the building? Like, I could shoot a nail into that dog from here.
I could take him out, guys. Just give me the word.
They're like, just calm down, Larry. This isn't Nam anymore.
Nail gun sniper?
I think there could have been.
I'll get him right in the nutsack.
The amount of people getting gas and just stopping and walking around there. It was probably like 30 people gathered just to look at that big, beautiful dongo.
In that area, not shocking, though, I gotta say.
No, not at all.
Not a shocker.
But I was happy to capture such award-winning shots.
You used to see a lot of people fucking at night. If you worked the night shift where we used to work, you see a lot of people that you wouldn't be thinking would go with like a 6'9" transgender
person.
Oh,
I saw some good like 40 to 45-year-old white businessmen.
Oh, yeah.
Looking up for some transvestite
action. I love when
you
see the same guy circle the block like four times. Like, oh, what are you looking for parking, dude?
Yeah.
This is an empty street.
Sometimes nice cars. You're like,
you see him approach them, and then I'm like, dude, what are you fucking doing?
And a lot of the transvestites in that area were like my height, if not, because
they
wore boots.
There's
too.
A couple that were like 6'6".
When like a lot of them too, they weren't the most offended. Like kind of like
no
5 o'clock shadows.
Everyone that got with
one
them
had a beard. One had a legit beard.
One of them always had facial hair.
There was the guy who had a beard and tits that I'd see all the time,
dude. Oh, the tits used to be out a lot. Sometimes they would just be walking around topless.
A lot of them combed their wigs in front of like near where we worked. There was a big bank of windows, yeah. And they would be combed, and you'd have to walk by, and you just never knew what to expect.
A lot of them were a little unhinged.
A lot of them were unhinged. You had to be a little careful.
And there was also little nooks and crannies in that building where people could easily slip in for some BJ action.
Well, the store we worked at, they once came down and saw a big old dildo. Wasn't it on the windshield of one of the cars? Yeah. And I can only imagine that somebody was squatting above it.
Yeah, they said that they thought that they put it like people were fucking between the cars or something.
And remember another time.
And the dildo was like dirty.
A guy we worked there with, who was one of the stupidest people I've ever met in my life.
That could be a couple different
people. I won't say his name. The guy slipped in dog shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He left he was working the closing shift. He did not lock the vehicle.
Yeah.
They came in and to find a transvestite sleeping in the car in the morning.
Oh, that was it. Remember Antonio was like, dude, you got to get out of here. And they're like, oh yeah, just give me like 15, 20 more minutes of sleep. And he goes, I'm going to call the cops. He's like, oh, fuck. Like, not alarmed.
No, not sorry.
In the least.
Hey, excuse me, I'm sleeping here.
Yeah, they're like, dude, come back in 30 minutes, please.
They made that guy disinfect that whole car himself. They're like, we're not going to wash it and have you pay for it. We're going to make you do it with your hands.
Oh, it might have been fucking in there. Who knows?
Didn't someone take a big old human shit? I think
someone between the cars.
Retaliation, I believe, for that act.
Someone took a big old. I remember seeing that big old duty.
Ugh.
I think because I had a morning shift. I think I saw it. It was between two cars.
It was a horrible setup. Huge. They had a fleet of delivery vehicles, but not. They had no gate that closed. Yeah. So it was just an open garage.
Yeah, open garage.
In an area filled with miscreants.
Parked next to each other so you could hide between them and really get down to business.
Wasn't that between the hours of, 12:30
a.m.? But who's fucking them? Like, who's like,
I don't know.
I want this mouth. I want this butthole. I want this on my dick now.
I don't know.
It was pretty disturbing.
I'd assume some people were driving by that construction site and they were like, man, she
working? I remember when I sucked that dick.
That dick is, for someone who probably dresses like a woman, that is a hard to hide. Wiener.
I was just going to say, like,
that is
must
not
be,
easy to tuck.
That's not a surprise of just finding a cock.
You can see that coming up his back over his ass crack going under.
That's like a 99th percentile cock right there.
That's like a Black John Holmes.
Yeah, there's 1% of people that can maybe beat that in the world.
He was not doing much for people driving by if they had the stereotype of black guys having big dicks. He was not disproving that by any means.
There could have been some fucking social fucking professor going, it's a myth. And someone's like, oh, yeah, why don't you look right up on that crane?
That guy could jump into like a frigid ocean and have like a 5-incher still.
Man.
That thing was, man.
Yeah.
They were like, can we hang the flag from it while he's up there?
He's got a legit flagpole cock.
Hopefully he got out in time. It was Gay Pride this weekend. So hopefully he.
Oh, was that tonight? Was that?
This weekend.
Oh, Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah. I think it's Gay Pride. I think it's become a month now.
Wait,
but,
what?
I think so.
Yeah, but they only shut down that area
the event
of West Hollywood,
the
though,
event,
right?
Maybe that's what it was for. It was a promotional.
Oh, I bet you, yeah.
Promotional activity.
I avoid that area like the plague because that is not an area that you can drive down at all.
No.
It is fucking. People come from all over the world.
Maybe that was the new kickoff event. is like, hey, we're going to do public art.
We'll get some guy with a huge cock to go on a crane.
What do you call that? It's not public art, but it's like what Shia LaBeouf does. Like,
no, he's talking about performance art.
Yeah, there you go.
Like maybe the lady who brought the peacock onto the plane? Performance artist.
Exactly. Another thing happened to me. Haven't been swimming lately due to my injury at Steve Renazzisi's driveway. Very slow healing. I finally swam yesterday. I'm back. But so I've had some angst. I haven't been able to work out, and haven't gotten no forest fights for me lately.
Yeah, dude, you better get some conditioning, and if you want to go in, I have a warehouse fight set up before the Gomez fight.
Oh, speaking of which, one of the internet garbage people, one of the rattlesnakes, wanted to fight. Somebody doing? I think he thought it was me. It wasn't doing a fake Red Band account. And he was like, let's fight at Skankfest. Yeah, and the guy said, meet me. It was like, meet me at some fast food restaurant in Brooklyn. It's like at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening? The fuck is this?
Whenever I hear Gomez, there was a guy who used to live in our motel named Gomez. It was like the biggest piece of shit. My dad had almost murdered him. I always think of this fucking guy.
Maybe this is meant to be.
Whenever somebody does something stupid, my mom's always like, what are you, Mr. Gomez?
Maybe there's a relation.
Probably.
By the way, the rattlesnake did not enjoy me saying that he grew up middle class. Did not like it. He was quick to point out, it's shocking because I've never heard him reference this, that I believe his mom was, he said, a heroin addicted prostitute and his father was stabbed outside of a strip club.
Yeah, I heard that.
But, hey, a lot of middle class people have tough times.
I think he's lying, dude.
So anyway,
but I knew people that were wealthy that killed themselves and did weird
shit. Some of the wealthiest
too.
People are some of the craziest. Yeah. Just because you have money doesn't mean you're not crazy.
All the craziest people I knew had money. Heroin addicts, died of ODs. I mean, there's a...
By the way, a good way...
But I also think he's lying.
Good way to describe the Luis J. Gomez fans is a digital version of Stockton, California.
Very, yes.
It's very
really
apropos.
Yeah.
It's the digital 209.
Yeah.
It's just like, imagine what that would entail, and that's what it entails.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyhow, back to this. So I was walking, I was making a maiden voyage using the harness with my baby Barb.
Yeah.
I never used it just because you have to wait for some neck control.
Because they flail around.
Yeah. Believe listener of the show, Cody, sent that to me, so thank you for that.
Look at that.
So I'm walking with the harness. And I've never used it. So, you know, I'm a little scared, A, that she could just, like, fall or something. You know, one of the things could malfunction and she just fall to the paper. So I'm, like, kind of, you know, holding her. And I'm walking across. There's a stop sign off a side street coming to a busier street. And I'm walking. I'm, like, a quarter of the way across. And I see this woman pulling up in an SUV. And I just know she's not going to. She's on her phone. And
this is a stop sign.
Yeah. She doesn't see me. And I'm not going to be an idiot.
And she's on her phone?
And I'm not going to be an idiot and walking, you know, I'm not going to prove a point and get hit.
That's a lot of insurance money.
So I stop.
Set the baby down on the ground and run out there.
So I stop, but I keep walking. So, like, I'm going towards her.
Yeah.
And she finally stops when she's, like, 5 feet past the stop sign.
Oh, I hate that.
I clap my hands loud. Her windows are up. Like, so she hears me. She looks. No sorry. Nothing. And I go, hey, you may want to get off your phone. Rolls down her window. She's like, what? With an attitude. And I go, you may want to get off your phone. And she, I forget, she yelled at me, but it was, and I was like, I go, are you serious? So then I walk behind her car. She rolls down her window and she's like, what's your problem? And I go, you almost hit me and a baby. Is that what you want? And she goes, she undoes her seatbelt. I was like, this lady getting out? Are we going to fight? First of all, she's Asian, and I hate that you can't say, I'm not saying all Asians are bad drivers. This particular one was.
Hey, Koreatown in L.A. has the highest insurance for a reason, because they're the most fucking accidents.
So she undoes her seatbelt, rolls down the window further, goes like leans back, and goes, hey, I'm pregnant too. And I'm like, I'm not pregnant, you idiot. And I don't care.
Is she trying to?
To relate to me.
And so I go, is she no longer angry?
No, she is angry. And I said, that's even worse.
Yeah.
I go, you're texting.
So she's like, hey, not only did I almost kill you,
yeah,
but I could have injured my baby and myself.
So, but hey, I maybe, but wasn't, but not like I'm sorry,
people
but was
are
like,
just dumb.
Yeah. And I go, hey, that may be an even better reason to get off your phone. You're like, if you're not concerned for killing me and my child, maybe you and your child. And the woman just like, and she goes, I was trying to navigate. I go, hey, you can pull over.
Pull over. I love that excuse. I love that excuse that, like, there's no option but to drive. And, like, Like, we're all fucking assholes. Dude, when I text, if I get a text message and I want to read it, I pull over to the side of the road, I stop, I read the fucking text message. Then, or if I have to navigate, I'll go in, I'll pull over. It's that simple. You don't have to do anything while you're driving.
And, like, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand. Why would that make me feel any better? I don't give a fuck what you have to do. You almost hit me with a car. I don't care if you fucking had a call from President Trump and you had to take it. Pull the fuck over, or if you're going to text, at least fucking look and know that you have a stop sign. I was like, okay, lady, and I was like, fine. I just have to walk away because this argument's going nowhere.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, so I was like,
that's the problem. When you drive these streets, I used to get so angry, and then you realize that you're not going to fucking win any debate.
No,
with
and I was
people.
Like, this lady almost fucking hit a child. You almost hit a newborn baby, and she's just like, yeah, I'm pregnant too. Like,
I've had people blow through stop signs, and I honk at them, and they flick me off. Literally, that, not stop.
That drives me crazy. That reaction of I'm wrong. But I'm going to get angry at someone addressing that I'm wrong, that I'm going to say, fuck you. When did that become an option?
Because you know when it became an option? When everyone became a fucking narcissist.
All you have to do is give a, hey, man, I screwed up. You're right.
Nothing
I'm sorry.
Nothing diffuses something quicker than I'm, hey, sorry, dude. Yeah. I fucked up.
I messed up. That was my fault.
Sometimes you're pulling, you don't see somebody there cross. I always roll down my window and be like, hey, man, sorry. I didn't see you there.
I give multiple waves to be like, hey, I fucked up. Like, I'm sorry.
You know what we need to do is go back to manual transmissions. That way, you're doing like three different things. You can't eat. You can't put on makeup. You can't fucking text. You can't do your navigation. You got to focus on hitting the clutch, the gas, shifting, steering. It'll eliminate so much shit, man. People now, these cars drive themselves, basically. This is why everyone doesn't have to pay attention anymore.
I was navigating. Oh, yeah, great. Good for you. I don't give a fuck. I know. Nor does my baby. It was on my chest.
I mean, the only stupider reason would be like, hey, I once got hit by somebody that wasn't paying attention to, man.
I'm pregnant too. So, oh, by all means, break every traffic law, pregnant woman.
Oh, thank you.
What the fuck? That does nothing. It's the worst excuse. I'm not pregnant, first of all, so don't say I'm pregnant too. This baby is mine, but I didn't deliver it. By the way, I was without Courtney on this walk, solo mission. People were really staring at me. I don't know if it's because I'm a larger guy wearing a small baby. I saw a guy point to the person in his car, like, look at that.
Maybe you're wearing it wrong.
No, I was like, at a
were you wearing pants?
No, I had a boner.
You were on top of a construction crane.
I was on a crane, no pants, in a Captain Morgan stance. So if that lady's listening, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a listener. She probably listens to the Lewis's podcast.
Judging by the attitude.
And by the way, I'm not talking, I'm just talking about his real ass dude podcast. Because I like Big J. The Dave Smith guy seems like a good guy too.
Yeah, I have no problem. I mean, the odd thing is I think if we came across Lewis without all this, we probably would get along in some regard.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's things have gotten heated. Yeah, well, I have no problem with Big J. I've met him. I did a show once in Montreal. Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Never met Dave Smith. I don't know really
seems
much
like
about
an all
him.
Right guy.
Seems like an all right dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a real ass dude.
I think none of them are real enough to go on the Real Ass Dude podcast. Dude, he does a lot of fucking podcasts. I don't know how can you talk that much?
Well, it seems like he likes to talk. And it doesn't burn a lot of calories either.
No, that's true.
I think you brought this up to me. I don't know if it was on the podcast last week or before. This fucking idiot UFC fighter, Andrea Lee, and her husband or trainer.
Oh, yeah. Swastika man?
So she posted a thing on Instagram where if you look closely, you can see a swastika up near his left elbow.
It was almost like one of those things where what they should have posted as, you know, where like sometimes they'll do a picture, they're like, can you
circle
see the
it?
Snake in
yeah,
the backyard?
It is,
hard.
It is a Where's Waldo
I
of
did,
Nazi
I go, where
tattoo
is this?
Work.
And then as soon as you see it, you go, oh, shit.
So a lot of people took exception to this guy's tattoo. Of course, you know, they're like, hey, man, this guy has a fucking swastika tattoo.
Yeah.
And so
then later she cropped it out of the photo.
Andrea Lee went on to Twitter. She had enough of the backlash. She said, neither one of us are racist. We have an Asian and black guy that live with us.
I love, by the way.
Which is great.
Do never start, not racist. Here's why I have black friends. This is like the
my
the
black
cliched racist response.
My black and Asian friend love my swastika tattoo. Oh my gosh, guys, it's a tattoo he got when he was in prison. Get over yourselves. He covers them up all the time, and we happen to have a lake day, and it makes an appearance, sensitive ass mofos. That's a response to a swastika tattoo.
Sensitive ass fucking mofo.
How dare you? Way, who are, how dare you get offended?
Who are these mofos? Maybe Jewish people?
Maybe some. Maybe blacks.
I get, like, dude.
Maybe okay, gypsies. Look, gypsies
if,
who are prosecuted.
Look, if I went to prison and it was like some fucking crazy ass shit, I'm probably going to have to join the white supremacist groups to survive. Maybe that's how it works. I might have to get a swastika tattoo, but I'll tell you what, when I get out, if I didn't believe it and it was only survival, I'm getting that shit fucking removed or covered up. He talks about looking into getting it covered up.
No, well, initially,
and he says it couldn't.
He calls it a 20-year-old mistake, and he's a different man. He went to prison, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, maybe he uses it to look at it like, I don't want to fall down that path again, but that's kind of a tough when it's on your arm.
How about you use your memory for that?
Yeah, it's true, too.
He said, he also, though, initially said, I've looked into covering it up. I can't. It's small. How can you not cover it up? Just put a fucking black box over it.
You know what I would do? Put a fucking tomb, like a tombstone around it. And like a rest in peace, like my racist, Nazi-loving self.
Even that, I don't think people would love.
It might be better, though.
Yeah, it would be better than
I
what
get
he
it,
has.
Man. Fine. If you have to survive... I mean, by the way, what did he go to prison for? If he's in, like, white-collar fucking prison...
I don't know what he did.
But if he's in, like, Sing Sing, and you're going to get your ass kicked every day by, like, different minority gangs, okay, fine.
By the way, though,
I don't know if you need to get a fucking swastika, but fine. Do whatever you have to do to survive. But if you're genuinely not a racist, just cover the shit up.
By the way, there are also a lot of white guys who go to prison and don't come out with
very
swastikas.
True. I don't think the majority.
I don't think the DAS would ever resort.
If I've learned anything from 60 Days In, it's that there's not a lot of swastika tats.
People also allege they thought they saw the double lightning bolt, which was the symbol of the SAS on his right arm. So I don't know why.
I'm going to go on a limb and be like, if you aren't a racist, you don't want a fucking swastika anywhere on your body. No matter whether it's a memory or...
He said he couldn't cover it up and couldn't get it removed. And I was like, why? That made no sense.
Because he loved it too much.
But I've seen those shitty fucking... I've seen those tattoo shows where they cover anything.
You can get anything. You can have it turned into a pinwheel.
And they take a...
Why don't you just do that?
Or like I said, just ink it over. Just all ink. What was under there? I made a mistake.
Turn it into a fucking Chinese star.
And he's like, I hope this doesn't affect the people I train and my fighters, blah, 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 blah. And it's like...
Because I train a lot of black fighters.
A lot of these blacks.
And a lot of Asian fighters.
Sensitive ass mofos is the most tone deaf. It's like, here's what's going to eradicate this. And all, by the way...
When I saw
that,
I go, oh, yeah. Well, you guys definitely probably believe this.
In all of her fight pictures, she wears a cowboy hat. And I was like, that's not good for this.
Doesn't bode well for
this story. Doesn't look good.
I'm going to say not the smartest group.
I hope her next opponent is like a Latin woman or like a black woman.
Weird, man. Also, like, I love how social media brings down so many people. It's insane. People have nothing. Like, I don't. If I had seen that picture, I wouldn't have noticed it.
I don't know how somebody. You have to zoom in to
There's
see
some
it.
Keen-eyed motherfuckers out there that really pick everything apart.
Maybe
man.
It was a Gomite. They would have been like, sweet tat, bro.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But that could have gotten the attention. Dude, where'd you get that? I love it.
Great ink. You're a real ass dude.
Yeah, dude, that tat ain't for fags, I'll tell you that. That's what they fucking sound like.
Some of these guys are well-read homophobes. Great jokes. Some great one-liners.
Dude, I don't know why you interact with them.
I don't either, to be honest.
You gotta stop. It's not. Sometimes they go, what are you doing? This guy's a fucking moron.
Sometimes you just can't resist it, and then you're like a couple in, and you're like, this is guy, what am I gonna say?
Dude, all I've done was resist. It was like, every time I saw it, I go, whatever.
Speaking of resisting, this is becoming an epidemic in the world. This is becoming an epidemic in the world. This was sent to me by a lot of people.
A pandemic?
It's becoming a pandemic. This is Washington Post that covered this.
Ooh, quality publication. Dude, I can't tell if the Washington Post is tabloid or news.
I think newspapers are all trying to stay in the game, and they're all doing both. They're like, we gotta do what we gotta do.
New York Post is very Daily Mail-ish.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they always have been. But everyone's kind of going to that side. So there's a dude named Andrew McIntosh. He lives in Brisbane, Australia.
Good place.
They say on the surface, this guy is like a shining pillar of the community. Okay. He's a paragon of fucking justice and excellence. He served on the city council's inclusive board, which made recommendations about how the city should grow. He was a national quality manager for Avio, which owns retirement communities along the country's coast. He's loaded. I think he owns a yacht. So there was a mystery. There was a shit mystery going on.
Another one?
Another jogging-related shit mystery. Plaguing Brisbane, Australia.
And it's this fucking guy?
Andrew McIntosh went down for the crime.
This successful guy.
Successful man.
Why did he just shit in his yacht?
He was taking daily shits on the streets.
What the fuck is going on
I
here?
I don't know. This man's 64 years old, by the way.
Has this always been going on, but just now news is covering it?
And people are
Did you have a shitter in your town?
People are too scared to talk about what's happening on the streets.
Dude, this might be worse than Russia.
Were you that shitter? So some fucking photographer had enough of the mystery. He staked out the areas.
Was it Troy Conrad?
I don't know if
it was. Comedy Store photographer?
He took a picture of this guy bent over taking a shit in the streets.
Who is this comfortable? Dude, I don't even want to shit in a public restroom, let alone take a dump on a street. It's hard enough. Dude, I got to be honest with you. It's hard enough to find a quiet place to take a piss when you're in public.
Part of it must be the thrill of like, hey, I'm not getting caught, and now the search is on.
What, do they have boners while they're shitting then? Because they're like, I'm so excited.
I think it is. So he took a picture on the Green Slopes neighborhood, if you're from Australia and you want the details.
Green Slopes?
So he was the...
It's kind of a lame fucking name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Green Slopes.
And maybe this
retirement area.
Retirement community. So he was the pre-dawn jogger.
Is that a racial slur?
I don't know. I heard Australians do like not
like
Asians.
Like the rich Asians?
I don't know. Pre-dawn jogger, he was unmasked as the guy taking shits on the streets.
How does that affect your reputation?
Probably not great.
Dude, what the fuck?
So this was that a neighbor was, he waited in the bushes to capture this picture.
By the way, how long did the neighbor stay in the bushes? Did he bring snacks? Did he have a fucking chair?
It was an amateur stakeout.
What would make it professional?
I think if he's law enforcement.
Deems a professional stakeout?
I think just law enforcement title. I don't know. Or if it's like you've been assigned.
Do you think someone walked by like, God, this guy's amateur stakeout?
They say over the time the mystery happened, the neighborhood, they called this man the poo jogger.
By the way, Australians like
the poo.
But come on, we got to come up with a better name than that.
Hey, they caught the poo jogger now? They said he had shit on the street about 30 times.
Well, this guy.
That's not just a coincidence.
He's a habitual shitter.
That's like, and he's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's not like it's an emergency. That 30 times it's a pattern. And it's so crazy. They said he also had the toilet paper, which is similar to these other crimes.
Dude, anyone who's jogging with toilet paper, like, come on, man. What are you doing? Is your asshole that loose?
They said, yeah, it must be.
The running must just shake it out of them.
They said at some point, tech-savvy neighbors set up a hidden camera with night vision. They said it did not get any footage that they could tell who it was, but it was like they could see the person, but they couldn't tell.
What the whoa, man.
The amateur guy, though, could see that from that video. He knew the approximation of what time of day and where.
Oh, so
that's how his amateur stakeout.
But all these guys are, because, I don't exercise at the same time very often, and honestly. I'm pretty much all over the place, but these people are like clockwork.
Routine, yeah. And he's regular with
that
shit.
That's part of it, dude. I think if you want to do a psychological profile of these people, it's like an OCD, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Run, shit here.
Yeah.
Use my toilet paper, move on.
So Steve Smith is the amateur detective. He joins the ranks of Sharketti and Zuno.
Yeah, the shit sleuth.
he hid in a piece of shrubbery in the early morning hours lying in wait. I think he was in camouflage gear.
What if he was wearing a bush and the guy took a shit on him?
On his head. He's like, I can't get him yet.
He's like spies like us when they're dressed up.
He said it took him some time. He was there a few mornings and then finally he got him.
But Mike must be pretty exciting though when you're out there for a couple mornings. You don't see anything and then finally you go, holy shit, it's happening.
He said there's a red light when the picture's taken. And he said the guy had turned and looked at him. Then he just turned,
like a Sasquatch.
Then he turned and just said hello. And he said, at that point, I decided to just walk away.
Shut up. The guy said hello while he was dumping.
Hello.
Hey, you don't mind if I take a shit in, do you?
Hey, governor. Mind if I shit on this koala? He didn't know who the guy was, but then they're like, wait, is that the fucking... That's McIntosh who worked for the government.
Oh.
So then... Smith posted the photo on a neighborhood bulletin board, and the cops got involved. McIntosh was charged with being a public nuisance. He was ordered to pay a $378 fine.
And what happens? Can't shit in public anymore?
But on the internet, he's joined like the fraternity of public shitters who've been caught and shamed. It's becoming a thing.
Dude, it's like, it's sex offender, public shitter, and then guys with swastika tattoos.
We have Thomas Trimaglini. He was the superintendent, New Jersey. We have the Colorado Mad Pooper.
You got the Hortons.
Both joggers, by the way.
You got the Hortons. She looked like a jogger.
She was the Hortons woman in Canada.
You got this guy.
This is crazy. It's becoming a new thing.
We need to get seven of them from seven continents.
They said people in the neighborhood are so pissed at him that now they're just taking pictures of him, like even when he's not shitting, just to try to piss him off. Let me see if I can find a picture. It's a pretty funny picture. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves for 1 second about Luis J. Gomez being a drummer.
Dude, about 2 weeks ago, I was driving and I'd take a piss so bad I couldn't find anywhere. So I had this bottle that I emptied out. And so I started pissing into it. Have you ever pissed in a bottle in a car?
I don't think I have, actually. There he is. Look at that stance.
Oh,
shitting onto a wall.
This guy's out in broad daylight. It's like the middle of a parking lot, it looks like. And he's old. Old wrinkly. Look at his face. Looks right to the camera. That's priceless. It's a priceless photo. He's smiling. God. By the way, the jogging is not reducing his age. He looks like he's like 75.
He's 64.
Looks old as shit.
He's colon issues. I love that he's looking right at the fucking camera.
But he looks unfazed.
He has a yacht, but he's taking a picture in a Honda Accord. Not that there's anything wrong with that car.
Yeah, well, this
I don't think that as a yacht owner.
This might be like one of those, he bought it at an auction, former drug cartel yacht.
He's got a knee problem. Look at that knee brace.
Yeah, because he's squatting all the time.
That's
taking
true.
Shits. Yeah, he could have bought it at a government seizure auction.
It's crazy. Anyway, sorry. Back to you pissing in the bottle.
So I'm pissing in the bottle, but it's a small. It's like this milk jug that has like a big round opening. I didn't realize how much I had to piss, so it's filling up fast. And so I have to pinch. So I try to stop pissing, but it's hard. So I pinch like the middle of my dick.
When you're saying hard, like difficult, or the penis is hard?
Like no, it's difficult. Okay. So I pinch my dick. And I try to pour it out the window.
Sounds painful.
But I let go of my dick. Next thing I know, it just starts pissing all over the seat in my pants, dude.
That's not good.
I dump it out the window.
Was it at least a water piss? Because if it's not, that's going to smell.
It was yellowy.
Oh, that's not good.
I had to fucking put a hairdryer on it. I go, fuck. So then I have to fill this bottle up again. Guess what? Dude, I had to piss so much. Filled up this bottle again. So I have to pinch it again. Now, piss is just still coming out. Dude, my seat was soaked. I had to sit on a towel. My pants were fucking wet. And I go, what are you doing? You're a grown man. Pissing everywhere.
Here's a technique I've used. If you ever find yourself driving and you have to pee so bad and there's no, you know, no store, nothing you can go into to try to piss.
What do you do? Diaper?
You turn your cabin light, your inside light on, and your car off. Okay. This is at night. You have to do this at night.
Oh, open both doors.
No, so then you sit in your rear, you pull up to a curb in like a fair, try to get as remote as you can area. Sit down in the back seat. If you have to be wearing shorts.
Sit down in the
back. Pull the short leg up, piss out of it.
Through the pant leg?
Down onto the ground. It's hard. It's not an easy move.
This is like a...
It's only an emergency. I've done it.
You're like a drunk sorority chick.
Yeah, and then I just get out of there.
Oh.
But people are sometimes walking, and you do have to stop, and it's not good.
I'll do the, since I have tinted windows, I'll do the two doors. So it's like a bathroom stall, if I can do it fast. But when I have to piss.
But your car is small, that people may be able to see you
sometimes.
There. So, that's why sitting down, you're just like, oh, that guy's just sitting there.
But also, you've heard me piss. I have a girthy urethra, so when it comes out, like it'll wake up a neighborhood.
You may want to piss in front of Luis J. Gomez and expose him to the sound of that.
Yeah.
That healthy urinary tract.
We're pissing around. He's like, "What is that? A fucking horse?"
By the way, hold that thought. A funny part of the GSP Joe Rogan interview that I just remembered was he was talking about doing pre-fight press with Michael Bisping when he fought him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I respect him as a fighter, and I at times didn't know if he was really mad at me or it was just a pre-fight talk. And so they did this thing I don't know where they were. It was like a, you know, like one of those public ones they had to do. And GSP walked in and he's like, and he like literally like bumped into Bisbing, but like they had like camera crews everywhere, and he like patted him. GSP patted him on the back and was like, "Don't fucking touch me!" And he like went at him and just be like, "If you come at me, I was ready to engage." And so so he thought that they hated each other, and then GSP said he had to go piss at the event, and and Bisbing's in the bathroom.
Oh no, shit!
And it's a small bathroom, but there's multiple stalls and, you know, and urinals. And so he's in the bathroom, and GSP's like, like in his head, like, do I leave or? And he said there was members of the media in there and stuff, and like, and like, I think like, and Bisbing looked at one of the guys and goes, "Get the fuck out of here!" So the guy threw him out, and then when the guy left,
to the media guy,
yeah. And when he left, he looked at George. He's like, you know, just doing work, and then George's like, George is like, "Do you drive a Range Rover?" Because I've seen on like those All Access that George has one.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, "I saw you had one. You may want to get rid of it. They do not age well."
This guy's telling, he's like, "I've had problems with mine." He's doing fucking car talk.
And Bisbing appreciated it.
Then that's great, dude.
Bisbing slapped him on the back and he goes, "All right, now I'm going back to work." And
that's great.
He's like, "I've had many problems with the electrical."
And so then he was like, "Oh, okay. I guess he doesn't hate me. Dude. Just like promoting a fight."
Funny. Oh, by the way,
he goes, we did piss. He's like, "We pissed like right next to each other."
That's funny. I read the free will stuff that everyone sent over. Yeah, I stand corrected. I see what George was saying.
I didn't read it. I haven't had time.
Basically, the thing is like you're born how you're born, so there isn't free will because like your personality, your traits, your morals are ingrained in you. So like they're dictating your life. No, because every decision you make is basically based off your ingrained innate instincts.
So even if you change your personality, that was just hardwired into you?
You can't, yeah.
Okay.
Just more or less like people can't change sort of thing, where it's like you are who you are and that dictates all of your behavior.
But I saw
it makes sense. I get it. So I stand corrected. George, I get what George was saying now. Thanks for sending that over, everybody. And
I saw Rocky Balboa say, "If I can change,
yeah, Rocky you Barber. Can change." But dude, he's a guy who was always talking about changing.
It's true.
Even when he was fighting Clubber Lang.
Speaking of Bisbing, he got in a heated back and forth with Kobe Covington in the post-fight interview from the Fox studios.
Bisbing?
Yeah. They interviewed him, and Kobe Covington just started talking a ton of shit to Bisbing.
Here's the problem.
You said I had a chance. He goes, "Hey, if you stop talking and listen, you'd hear we just gave you a compliment." And he just said you had a good fight. And then he called him, Kobe Covington called him a motherfucker, so Bisbing went at him hard. And Kobe Covington like was like, "Whoa," like didn't, because he like kind of shut him down.
Yeah.
And he was like, like didn't know what to say. And then he's like, "Yeah, how about you come out of retirement?" He's like, "Yeah, okay." And then he like said like something about him having one eye, and he like shut him down again. And he was like, "What are you talking? What the fuck are you talking about?"
By the way,
why
go after Bisbing? He's a goddamn legend in sport.
He goes, "How about you tone it down a bit? Coming from a veteran who had a great career."
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. He's like, you won.
The problem with that guy is he's just jumping the shark on everything, he's a good fighter.
Such an obvious Conor ripoff that we've seen this
Conor
before.
Knew when to fucking be real at times.
This guy is just unlikable. Conor had...
But like when Nate Diaz beat him, he gave him credit and he's like,
you got to know when to pull back. This guy never pulls back.
Because he's a moron.
He called Tyron Woodley a bitch.
He's going to fight Rogan. He's going to fight everybody.
Well, then he kissed Rogan and said, "I love you." Because he said he was going to backhand Rogan if he won. And then he kissed him on the cheek and said, "I love you." I don't know. This guy's an idiot.
I don't know.
He may be at the fights in Vegas supporting Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, God.
LJG.
He might be a Gomite.
He might be a snake.
I think people can mature, but I get what they're saying. I also do think that it is possible to change, you know, people. You could change your way of, you know, things are being done, but
change
the free will.
Ways.
I understand it.
Yeah, a couple people on Twitter were upset about our stance.
But I understand his stance on it now.
Let's do another quick one from Australia. Barb sent me this, and somebody else from Australia sent me this. Sorry, I don't have your name. So there's some, where is this in Australia? This is in, the Northern Territory. Is that just, an area? I don't know. Maybe
it's broken up I think the Northern Territory, there's nothing up there. So they just call it the Northern Territory.
So
Sydney or like Melbourne, Sydney, and those are all along the east side, I believe, towards the south.
I don't know. Anyway, so guys, I guess it says so. Man's pet crocodile, but I guess that just means a crocodile he would feed.
Yeah,
ate his beloved dog after she spent a decade tormenting it.
I say that the dog got what it deserved.
Over the past decade, this is in Adelaide. Pippa, a golden terrier, also known as Dumb Blonde, this dog had two names, has been running at Casey the crocodile and scaring her back into the water, which is, that's a pretty docile crocodile. Just had enough.
What I would say, it wasn't a hungry crocodile. That guy probably fed it all the time.
And knew that that's where the food was.
Yeah, so they were just like, fuck it.
So after ABC News reported on the dog's antics last year, guests sometimes even gathered to watch the dog perform this.
Wait, this guy's like selling tickets to this shit?
Hey, he's balking. This guy is the Australian Matt Roloff.
Did you see this guy? He's a great look.
Oh, great look.
This guy has been out in the sun. This guy's like 42. He looks like he's 90.
He might be a shit jogger, a shogger, a jitter. In a video recently posted to Facebook, Pippa can be seen running towards the crocodile, but this time Casey was not having it.
Wait, there
it.
Is a video of it?
That's what it said.
Oh, dude, we got to see the video.
Chomped on the dog and dragged her into the water while bystanders could be heard screaming and swearing in terror. Oh, fuck, mate. You gotta.
I just came here to see the dog scare the croc.
This ain't no show for
Now the dog's inside the croc's mouth.
This ain't no show for my kids.
You tell me this is going to be a good time. It ruined my vacation.
It's crazy.
I say good.
Kai Hansen is the owner of the dog. He was there when the incident occurred, and he's not blaming Casey for the attack.
Oh, really? Yeah, no shit, dude. It's a fucking... Wait, which one's Casey? The crocodile?
Crocodile.
It's a fucking crocodile, dude. Why would you blame a crocodile?
He said she did what crocs do. It was something that had a high probability of happening sometime. May wanted to stop the dog at some point.
I think this guy used to send it out. He's like, watch this. The croc's going to eat the dog. It's going to be hilarious.
He also admitted he was really sad about the incident and hadn't watched the video of the death. I mean, he saw it live.
He's like, I could barely jerk off to it.
However, he still maintains it was not the croc's fault. She's not doing
again.
Yeah,
dude, it's talking about a thing that has a fucking dinosaur brain. It's you know what it's built for? Killing. That's it.
It's shocking. This hasn't happened sooner.
Yeah,
maybe it just didn't. It wasn't getting.
I'd say that dog lived 10 years too long.
Seriously, I said she's not doing something wrong. She's just doing what crocs do. In the early days, she actually had a go at me a couple times. These days, I just throw food out from the top, and no one's allowed to walk down.
What was he doing it? How was he feeding this thing off the tip of his dick,
out of his mouth? I don't know.
I love when people get eaten by crocodiles.
Eat this shrimp out of my asshole. Under the comment section of the video, people are blaming Hansen for allowing the dog to take part in this.
Why is it, do you think, that some people can go in there and swim with? You ever seen the guys that that dive into the murky water and with the alligators?
There was one, there was a story in NPR about a guy, I think in South America, who had a this big-ass crocodile that he would do that with.
I guess, you know what? They're probably like, oh, shit, this motherfucker came to me. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
The crocodiles
are the most aggressive too.
The owner said the dog's actions were simply just her nature of being a dog, which I don't really.
You could keep it locked up in the house and not have to worry about this,
or just teach it not to do it.
Yeah,
little terrier should not do things like that. But should I stop her? I don't know. She got away with it for 10 years.
I like this guy's attitude.
That was his comment.
I don't know.
He said his next dog would definitely not be allowed to chase crocodiles. He learned a lesson there.
Whoa,
to fool this guy once,
dude. Shouldn't that be the first thing you learn in pet ownership class? If he wants to fucking chase a crocodile, how about you lock it up inside?
Animal experts are hoping the crocodile isn't put down.
Why would it be?
This one expert said the dog got right up close to the crocodile's head. That basically triggers a reflex reaction. A crocodile, if you get that close to its head, it doesn't even think about it. It's just going to strike.
When is somebody going to post this video?
I have not seen it. I'm assuming somebody can get access to it. But
congratulations, dude.
Old Kai Hansen.
Now all you
rest
got
in peace
is
to Pippa, aka Dumb Blonde.
One ornery fucking croc. By the way, 10 years? That dog didn't have much left in it anyway.
By the way, the guy's lucky that it didn't kill him.
You mean the first time?
Before he
that crocodile's gonna live to be like 100, dude.
Before they got it on the same side.
I'm pro croc.
Did you see this one from Garnet? Toronto Sun. It's a quick story. A Brazilian teenager died after a shark bit his dingus off?
What? Should have been that guy from the crane. The shark would have choked to death. The
shark could have bit him from 10 feet away. It didn't even have to be in his area.
Shark would have suffocated.
So there's a kid, 18-year-old Jose Ernesto da Silva, had his penis ripped off by a shark.
And then what, bled to death?
Yeah, he bled out.
Bled out of the wiener?
He had heart attacks, I think, on the way to the ambulance.
Oh.
He had been at that, right at that time, right before, he'd been instructed by lifeguards to come closer to the shore. Signs warned that deep waters would result or could result in an attack.
Your penis being bitten off?
Especially if you have a big dick.
Dude, they ought to put that on there. If you don't want guys swimming in deep water, just put your cock might get bit off, and I guarantee you. Is he swimming naked, or he just bit into his shorts?
I don't know. He had two heart attacks on the...
Didn't he realize that they have penile transplants now? You can get whatever you want.
People, they think it's a tiger shark that really bit that dong off.
Oh, God.
The mom said she told him to stay away from this area because it's a heavy... They said 80% of the country's shark attacks are in this one area. This guy...
How about just swim somewhere else?
She said he would go there in secret. She found out after because he knew that I thought it was dangerous. I wasn't worried because I thought he was somewhere around the house.
I got to be honest with you. One thing, when I go swimming, I don't want danger. I don't want shark. I don't have to worry about sharks.
So this guy died. I'd say chances, though, are against you dying by shark bite to the dick.
It seems like it's more common now. Did you see that out here? The guy who had a drone flying over a surfer, underneath the surfer, huge great white shark. The guy was getting off his board and like paddling and stuff, and the guy with the drone had no way to warn the guy, and he was literally like looking down, and this shark is literally circling around this guy.
Remember the drone where the child molester was trying to speak to children?
He needs that.
He needs that.
Yeah, he needs the pederast drone
to use it for good.
Yeah, for once.
You wouldn't even believe it. But yeah, okay, fuck you, drone,
dude. And this guy was literally, then he got down, he was like paddling, he was kicking. And I was like, this fucking shark's going to eat this guy. Guy goes, I was thinking about dive bombing the guy, but then I thought he might fall off the fucking board.
And kill him.
Yeah.
Should have dove bombed
the shark.
Didn't
do anything to him, but it was a freaky sight, man.
Jesus. Do you think the shark was trying to suck the guy's dick and just the teeth?
Yeah, could have
got in the way. Was the shark looking up at that guy's dick from below?
Do you think that maybe the shark said, don't come tap on my snout before you come, and the guy came in his mouth and he just bit it off because he's pissed?
That could be true too. Not a swallower.
Yeah,
he's a shark spitter through the gills.
Rough way to go down, I'll tell you that.
Very rare.
Death by dingus bite.
That'd be a weird funeral to attend. One, he's super young.
But also it's kind of hilarious if you're his friends. Dude, if you had a friend who died by getting his dick bit off and you're at the funeral, you're going to make some cracks about it.
You get a tattoo of a shark biting his dick?
I would have an open casket, but from the waist down.
Jesus. They said they tried to tie tourniquets, but like, what is there even to tie over?
I mean, something tells me like it was part of like the dick, the thigh, all of it. I think they're just focusing on the dick right now.
Did he get through to the butthole?
I bet you got that carotid artery in the leg or whatever, whichever artery that is that you bleed out on.
Listen to your neighborhood lifeguards, everybody. They're trying to help you.
And by the way,
told the guy to come in.
This really should be a campaign. Don't get your dick bit off. Swim where it's safe.
President 2001.
This is my platform.
No more jogging shits and no more shark dingus attacks.
Yeah.
All Garnet suggested it may be the dingus shark. He thought that might be a new species.
Oh, yeah. It could be instead of a tiger.
Yeah. Or the tiger dingus.
Tiger, you could be O'Neil, tiger dick shark?
You could be O'Neil the dingus shark.
I should come up with something completely ridiculous.
The Indiana dingus shark.
Did you see with Lewis's list of new demands that he made? Did you see? I wanted eye gouging and asshole fingering.
Yeah, and skinny jeans. I saw it. Seemed like a lot of people enjoyed that suggestion.
I would actually be a great fight if it was like if we went for the tomfoolery of it all. It would be great to find skinny jeans
or maybe high heels.
Skinny jeans and. Sweater vests.
Or rollerblades.
Oh, my. Imagine a rollerblade
fight. Rollerblade fist fight in a forest.
Rollerblade kickboxing fight. Oh. If you could just get your leg up there and get one kick to the face.
It'd be hard to lift. But if you got wheels to the mouth.
Oh.
Wheels? Somebody say wheels? Yeah. Somebody say wheels? Hey, look, Luis Gomez, you're the rattlesnake. You cut the head off and the body will follow. Dice Man with some fight advice. Wow.
Get that.
Are there truth to the rumor that you're going to Stockton for a week for training camp?
It might be.
What Whole Foods are you going
to
train at?
Something tells me the Stockton might be coming down here, and I might try to get some training in then.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
But, hey, if the rattlesnake bites you, you got to suck the poison out.
That's true, too.
Can you suck the poison, Mrs. Esterhaus?
He's like, so let me get this straight. You pull, I suck.
Caddyshack 2, one of the all-time classics. It's up there with Ishtar.
You'll be Mr. Sanderson and I'll be Mrs. Esterhaus.
Thank you guys for listening. Please give us 5-star review with text.
Subscribe to the pod.
Check out the Patreon. You never know what fight-related material end up there. Maybe an O'Neal and Luis Gomez recorded conversation. Maybe
maybe Mickey Gall training session.
Maybe Mickey Gall training session. Maybe Jamie Gall, Mickey's sister, doing some jiu-jitsu lessons. Who knows? You never know. Maybe Beardo will write a song about the Puerto Rican rattlesnake that we can put up there.
That's true, too.
Beardo is just his list of songs.
On fire.
He also, Beardo trains jiu-jitsu, by the way.
Does he?
He emailed me. He's a teacher. He doesn't want me to mention where, but he trains.
And by the way, I don't blame Beardo. No. I wouldn't want people.
He says he wants to make music and beer brewing his life. But
actually,
so far,
that's actually probably the sweetest two things I've ever heard combined.
But he wrote an article.
Brewing beer, just jamming out, man.
He wrote an article. His beard is intense. When I saw the video,
I saw some. Yeah,
it's a meaty beard.
It is.
By
the way, my email is completely shut down. I saw he sent me something. I can't sift through. So I think so many people, you know, when they say enter an email account in to access some horseshit site.
Yeah.
I think so many people have entered in O'Neal, the ass kicker at Yahoo, that it's just 90% junk now.
You're just like spam folder.
I can't even get through it.
Yeah. So he just wrote a quick piece on how he felt studying jiu-jitsu can relate to the classroom, and it was very well written, and he's a practitioner. So Beardo, if you have any advice for O'Neal, along with the Gall family, Gall and the family.
I know. Dude, the thing is, it's like 2 months. It takes decades.
Mickey Gall often asks Punch Drunk Sports podcast what his fight, because he has no fight nickname, it's just Mickey Gall.
Yeah.
Don't you think he should be Mickey Steven C.? Gall?
Yeah.
Be pretty good. Anybody seen Richie? And he's from New Jersey, which is seems like a lot of those moves. Out for Justice is definitely that
Mickey
area.
Steven C. Gall.
Pretty sweet fight name.
That would be good. That would be pretty decent.
If we have any contact with Mickey Gall, who knows? I don't know if we will or not. But
Man, so many people train jiu-jitsu.
Seems
it's
like
a scary world out there.
Yeah, they're
people
using
know.
It in forest fights. Flying arm bars.
You know what the good thing is? Is that I think that, I mean, I wonder what the percentage of people that train jiu-jitsu is compared to everything else. Because that might be like, do you think it's the number one thing that people learn?
There was a gentleman we were watching the fight. Earl Skakel was watching the fights last night in a restaurant. I was shocked.
He told me he was going there.
I was stunned.
He's like, I'm probably stopped by there.
A comic he knew, I didn't know him, and we didn't get introduced. He was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy, and he just looked like a normal.
Do you think is it the number one most practiced martial art?
I would say with the explosion of the UFC, I would say yeah, it's got to be up there.
You know, the weird thing is that because it's now so much of it's turned sport jiu-jitsu, it's gotten away from like a lot of the early Gracie stuff, which was like a lot of throws and wrestling.
Yeah, it was like judo.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going in.
Big part of the bar I was at was the Eddie Bravo's 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu dojo gym. I don't know what you call it. They were all there.
Is that where Tripoli goes?
I don't know, but they were all there watching the fights.
Okay.
If you watched UFC fights last night, for me, the best one by far was Yoel Romero versus Whitaker. It was... Romero, I think, knew he was going to gas, so he like didn't really do anything the first two rounds. And then he was just throwing fucking bombs. And Whitaker has a chin that I've never seen
before. Did you see the first fight?
No.
So the first fight is Romero's fighting for the first two rounds, and then the last...
So he did the opposite.
And then two rounds, he does literally nothing.
He did nothing
he didn't
the first,
throw.
First two. He had his hands up, and he was just dodging.
Dude, he's cutting too much. Did you see it? He missed by 0.2 pounds. How do you miss by 0.2?
If he had more gas, he would have finished him. He just got tired, because he was wobbly a bunch.
Dude,
he knocked him down.
What he needs to do is cut that muscle, man. He's come
huge.
In.
He's a huge guy. Earl Skakel.
And he's shredded.
Could not get over the size of his dick bulge. He just would not stop talking. I can barely watch. And I was like, what are you talking about, dude?
Was Big Earl the first guy that was down there at the crane? That guy standing on it?
Oh.
I'll catch you, mouth first.
Cops, I'll handle this.
Let me talk him down. Let me jerk him down.
Talk him into my mouth.
Wait, what the fuck were we
Romero.
Talking about? This guy, dude, just fucking, he's 41. Just lean down a bit, man. Because literally he cut so much weight that he couldn't get the last 0.2 pounds on. He was being, his trainer had to fucking carry him out of that weigh-in. And then he was crying in pain. He was like, oh.
The CM Punk fight was,
it was glorious.
I think you and Gomez may live up to that fight.
Oh, yeah. Mike Jackson's the good boxer. He had good boxing, and he was super
CM Punk's
relaxed and calm.
Face was beat to fuck.
I love that desperation fucking guillotine he was trying. Remember when he jumped on him and wrapped his legs around him and tried to sink in a guillotine? And then Mike Jackson just took his arm off him and fucking threw him down.
Like, to think that he's been training, but he's so far behind. He doesn't belong in there. That's the thing.
Yes. But also, too, think about... The guy has been in professional wrestling. His body is beaten up.
Oh yeah, for sure. And he also had.
Dude,
by
the way, I would be lucky if our fight looked like even halfway as decent as that.
He oddly kept like a 90s skateboarding haircut.
He kept pushing it back.
It was right in his eyes. It was this is the worst. Either grow it longer and like.
It was remember Clay Guida used to when he had the long hair.
What are you doing?
But he also said he almost used that. It was like a thing that. It was like a power thing he had, though.
Yeah, Clay Guida.
Yeah, it was like a superstition.
I don't know what Punk's thing
was. Wasn't.
Yeah, that fight was not good. The camp is mixed. A lot of people go off on him, or people give the classic, he's living his dream. But it's like, but also, though, used fame from another thing. I don't know.
Deserve it, by the way.
I did feel bad for him. It was bad.
Duke Rufus said this is not the end. He's going to fight somewhere else.
Yeah, Dana said. Then
not
go.
In the UFC,
yeah,
said, but this isn't the end of fight career. And I was like, dude, you're 39. And you've taken a tremendous amount of...
Probably had concussions in wrestling, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you've taken so much damage to your body that I don't think it's possible. Like, I think a 40-year-old guy could learn MMA if... His body was in good working order.
I think also, though...
But not at UFC level.
I think having some, even high school wrestling
but even,
would help you.
Did he have zero, when he got
zero.
Into pro
wrestling?
I think
wrestling? He knew, some form of martial arts, but I don't think anything great.
Also, you're never going to get
his
up
to...
His
kicks looked bad. Everything looked bad.
You're never going to get up to the UFC level.
Just look like an unathletic, older guy.
Also,
didn't look good.
I listened to this one guy. His name's Dewey Ramsey on YouTube. He makes 20-minute long videos that you think are going to be long. But the guy's he's a great storyteller. He's a great voice. And he says, your first 10 fights are going to suck. He had to retire because he was fighting in... China, I think, and you had to wrap your own hands, but they gave you two types of tape, and one of the tapes was the one that basically turns into cement.
Ooh.
And the guy that was fighting him, so you remember when Cyborg's ex-husband got his skull crushed in?
Yeah.
Well, it's only happened 3 times in sports. It happened to Cyborg's husband, this other dude, and then this Ramsey Dewey guy.
Is he okay now?
No, you could see where his skull crushed in.
Wow.
And so he had to retire because the guy was basically punching him with a cast.
Ooh, here's, I just typed in, by the way, Russian forest fighting, YouTube, hooligan 7 versus 7 forest fight, also a girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Russian hooligans brawl and organized fight in the woods.
It's fucking...
So, I think there's plenty to sift through.
Your first 10 forest fights are going to suck. So, this guy is basically saying, your first 10 fights are going to be terrible, so you got to get them out of the way. It's like doing stand-up. Can you imagine being thrust onto the main room stage, 6 months to a year into comedy?
Yeah, no. Look at this. Here's that's one of the groups in Russia. Some big motherfucking guys
Jesus
in there.
Jesus Christ.
And that's a lot of dudes.
Yeah, dude, I would never. These guys.
There's a lot of Russian rattlesnakes in there.
That middle picture where there's where they're fighting in the forest and all the dudes are on the ground and other dudes are on top of them, it looks just like a bunch of dudes fucking.
Which it could turn into. I don't know.
Wow.
You like, man, what if you show up to one and it's a bunch of dudes fucking and you're like,
fighting or?
I'm at the wrong one.
Oh, man. It does look like a park where a bunch of dudes are
just
fucking.
This guy wearing the number 49, the closest. He has a full head of gray hair, doesn't he?
Yeah,
I think premature though.
He looks like a coach that's fighting as one of his students.
The fuck? What if your dad's on the other side? You're like, Dad, you root for the Moscow
Mule?
Dude,
this one in the middle—that is the weirdest picture ever. That it just looks like dudes humping each other.
Let me get in.
I gotta be honest with you. Ground fighting in the woods does not look like fighting.
What are all the guys doing on the outskirts? Are there fights all over? There's just guys standing around.
They're waiting. They're like, hey, are you guys done fucking? I want to fuck too.
Who's hard? Did you guys come? Because I'll get in there.
It seems like, I don't know. It seems like people don't know. It seems like people just show up late to the fight and are like, are we done? Or still going on?
Do you at least clear the area of rocks? Or are you just doing jiu-jitsu with like a boulder in your ass?
I think you probably just do. I think that could be where a lot of the injuries come from. You're like, dude, I fell on a stick.
Jesus, I got a stick to the eye.
Oh, all right. Let's get out of here.
All right, everybody. Take care.
And hopefully, you know who's going to sign CM Punk? Bellator.
Yeah, why wouldn't sure. they? Why wouldn't they? They'd love to have him.
Yeah.
But is he? I don't think he's even a draw at this point.
His fans? He still has fucking fans.
Dude. I guess, but it's like, do you just want to see this? Even if you're a fan, it's almost like sad to watch your
hero.
But
you know, they're like, he'll get better. But yeah. I mean, everyone's right. He should have had amateur fights.
Yeah.
That's where, how are you going to learn?
He would get destroyed on The Ultimate Fighter against other.
Why don't they do Ultimate Fighter, like reality show and wrestling star edition?
Well, there's another wrestler who's in Bellator, this guy named Jack Swagger, but he was also a Division I college wrestler.
There you go, dude. He like has a background.
Yeah, he's like Lesnar.
And also he had amateur fights probably leading into Bellator, right?
Bobby Lashley's tried.
Bobby Lashley, but he had a lot of fights like in other.
Yeah, yeah, he came out.
He never made it up to the big leagues.
Batista tried. Remember that fat guy almost knocked
him
out?
That guy almost fucking destroyed. That guy took the fight on 3 days' notice.
I don't know if the Puerto Rican Rattlesnakes hero, the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, I don't think he's ever fought.
We're headlining one of these nights of this Ellis Mania, and you're talking about two amateur guys. Not even amateur. We might be below amateur level guys.
You guys got headlining
status.
It's going
to be a real shit show. I can't wait.
Didn't Jason Ellis called out CM Punk, didn't he? He said, I want to fight you at Ellis Mania, because I think he would probably have a good chance.
I mean, he has amateur fights and pro fights.
I think he could probably.
He's pro fights.
I think he could probably
pro beat MMA.
CM Punk.
Yeah, I bet he could.
So he's like, come fight me. But I obviously wouldn't do it. But interesting. All right, everybody. Have a good week. And Beardo and Pepper, we can't wait to hear what you got cooking. Hopefully it's some blowjob soup. Adios, everybody.
All righty.
My books, you never turn a blowjob down.